for listening to the Widnes Rugby Chat podcast, available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom and widnesrugby.com.
On this week's Widnes Rugby Chat, I catch up with Vikings winger Jack Johnson ahead of the new season and chat to former Widnes centre Keenan Brand as he prepares for life in Super League with Warrington. Hello, I'm James Gordon. Welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 36. Thanks, as always, to sponsors PD Law Solicitors, Musical All Sorts, Arnold Gorse Financial Management and Deal the Jewellers. Season just around the corner now, less than 2 weeks to go until the first game for Widnes, which is away at Oldham. The pre-season programme was rounded off at the weekend as Widnes beat North Wales Crusaders 34-16. There was a hat-trick for Jack Johnson, who's coming up later in the show, as well as tries from Sam Wild, Danny Craven and a brace from Kenny Baker, who was impressive, so I am told. Crusaders did well, though, too. They scored 3 tries in response. Maybe that Widnes team that played on Sunday from the start is a bit of a nudge towards what might be the first choice 13 when the season begins. It sounds like Jay Chapelau, though, might miss the first game of the season through injury. Owen Farmworth and Pat Moran, possible deputisees for him. I caught up with Jack Johnson prior to the North Wales game, so it actually fit in quite nicely with him scoring a hat-trick at the Halton Stadium on that day. So you'll no doubt look forward to hearing what he has to say. He came through the Warrington Academy, of course, and then ended the last season at Featherstone, so he knows a bit about the Championship and what it's all about. Here's what he had to say. So Jack, obviously in middle of pre-season at the moment, yeah. How's things gone since you arrived at Widnes?
It's gone really well, to be fair. It's been good coming in with having Tim, and I know quite a lot of the lads anyway from obviously when I came last time, so it was just felt like it was an easy transition as well, and with it being just on my doorstep did make it a lot easier as well.
Yeah, what was it like travelling to Featherstone? I presume you travelled to Featherstone, did you, last season?
Yeah, so back end of the year I'd be doing the early stage of the week at Warrington, and then we'd be going over to Feb. So I was going, I think it started off, it was just going once for one session and then a team run and then playing, but yeah, battling with a 62 every day, it was a bit of a nightmare. I loved it there, to be fair, though. I love, the lads were really good, and we had a really good team, but just that travel element was just a bit too far.
Would you have stopped there if it was? Was that an option to stop there, or?
Yeah, under different circumstances, obviously, you never know, and I did really, really enjoy it. But with going part time and then getting a job as well, it wouldn't have worked with getting a job that
and then having to get
I'd have been leaving it. Half two, I reckon, was a reasonable time to get there on time. Otherwise, there was too much traffic. So it was just it just became too hard logistically, more than anything.
So how did it come about, hopping to Widnes?
Once I knew I wasn't staying at Warrington, we just started looking around, seeing what clubs were interested and stuff like that. So then Tim was obviously a major factor. With me coming, and once I saw his name being thrown about there, it was something I really wanted to do, and that's how it came about, really.
Obviously you played for Widnes on loan a few seasons. What year was that, 2016 is it? Is that about 2017 maybe?
And
obviously you played, I think you played 3, did you? Played Magic three. Weekend, I think.
Yeah, that was my first game, yeah, that was good.
What was your thoughts on that spell? Obviously, that was one where you were trying to get Super League experience.
Well, that was the aim of it, to get out there, get playing Super League a bit more. And I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed being in contention to play every week, and ended up playing. And I was just starting to find my feet, and then I got recalled back to.
You got recalled.
Yeah. Warrington recalled me then, I'd have happily stayed on for a bit longer and just kept playing, and so I was enjoying it.
And obviously Sam Wild came at the same time as you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Were you good mates with him? Because obviously you're both at Warrington.
Yeah, we grew up together through the scholarship, and so we were playing from 2000, would have been 2014, I reckon, so we've known each other for a good while, and yeah, so it's good to be back playing with him as well.
Was that part of another reason to come to Widnes, because you were familiar with some of the players like Sam?
Yeah, like I know Sam, and then I've played with a few of the lads before as well, and then obviously Pat came as well. Well, he'd signed and been playing with Pat for a good while as well. So, and just knowing a lot of lads, it makes it a lot easier. It makes that transition easier, and you enjoy going to training and playing with them as well.
Yeah, I mean you've played for Rochdale as well a few times on Dual Reg. How did you find the whole Dual Reg thing where you sort of just get dumped in a team each week?
Yeah, Dual Reg. For me, it's so tough because unless you're there for it, you can't just go and expect. You can't throw lads into a team for one training session a week and then expect them to play and perform well. But that's on both sides, because sometimes you'd go, and I know that lads have, especially now I'm in the part-time environment, so I know them lads are giving up time at their evenings, they've been working all day, they think they're supposed to be playing a game at the weekend. A lot of them might be on match money, and then you're going playing and sort of taking that their position, and it's a bit to be honest, it is unfair, but that's just the way the system is. But it's not ideal, I don't think. I do think it has its advantages massively, but I think you've got to be there for a sustained amount of time. The way it was with Leeds and Featherstone, the way they did it, I thought was really good. They used it really well because the lads sort of knew that they'd be playing for Fev, and then it was more about them getting called back, if that makes sense,
rather than sort of.
So they would still be training with Leeds, but then
they'd always be at Fev second.
Yeah, they know that they were going to play for Fev that weekend unless they were getting recalled. So it was a bit. Whereas we'd just go and do the odd game here and there, and it is difficult because then coaches sometimes want their players, say from Warrington, wanted their players to go and play for a team, but then their coach didn't necessarily want them at that time, and it just became and it does a bit of friction.
Is it hard for the players because you're sort of worried that the players in your team are a bit saying, oh bloody hell, he's taking that spot.
Yeah, a bit, yeah, and it just gets a little bit awkward. I do think it has its benefits, but I think it's got a lot of downfalls as well, which I hope that I know that with the reserves coming back in, I think that'll take a bit of the pressure off it as well. And I think that'll be good for lads to actually play for the club that they signed on for as well, because otherwise you're just hopping about from clubs.
I think would you have played with Gaz O'Brien at Warrington for a bit? And obviously he played on loan at a load of clubs. He was playing for different teams nearly every week at one point. What's it like coming through an academy and being full time? What's it like to them get to the end of that and being told we're releasing you or whatever, and you're going from being full time rugby to having to go part time?
I think at first, to be honest, I think we were always in a good an understanding that I knew from quite an early stage in the season that I probably wasn't going to be staying on at Warrington full time. So it made it a bit easier for me to, get my head around it. I was still there, but I had time to sort of look for other things. And luckily, so I just basically started looking for what I could be doing after it to go hand in hand with my part-time rugby. So, it's a lot of it. It's just what you're familiar with. You've been there for so long, and you develop such good friendships and relationships with people all around the club. And there's lads there I've known for played with for 8 years, so it's a bit of a, I think you miss them, you miss the lads a lot more, they're a massive factor. And then it's good when a club does, when you've been there for so long, you just become familiar with everything. So it is a bit, at first it's quite daunting because you don't know, especially going from the full time to part time, because I think a lot of the lads get stuck in a crossroads where they think, well, what am I going to do now? But luckily I had good people around me, quite good advice off a lot of people like Kylie Luai. He's really good. He's always guided me but he's there to help. So they do have a good sort of system in place there. And then I've just started my new job now, so that goes and that works really well with the witness being part-time. So for me, it's worked out quite well, to be honest. And
yeah, because I suppose, like you say, you know, when you're full-time, you're seeing the same lads day in, day out.
Yeah, it's just like, and they are your good mates as well. So it's just that bit, but when you step away from that, you're still in contact, and it's, you just got to see it as not the end of the world. Like, that's...
I think you played 18 games, something like that, for Warrington, or 15, 18 games, for Warrington, like that. Do you feel like you got the chance to prove yourself in the first team enough? Or?
I think for me it was quite... this probably goes back to how the system was at the time. So say you might have played, like, you go in for a game, and then, so you get a bit of a chance there, someone, they put a bit of faith in you, you play, might not necessarily be up to speed, probably underperformed a bit, but then instead of then going, having chance to sort of play reserves, and then, you know, like, playing week in, week out, playing in the same systems with, like, still good players with the same coaches, like, instead you're either not playing for a few weeks, or then then you've not played again for three or four weeks, you get a bit out of, you're not up to match fitness, and then, so then you then fall back out, and then you, so I think in that respect, like, it was tough in that way. Obviously I did play, but then I would never sort of make excuses, and then, but with that injury setting me back for 18 months, and then it just, everything that sort of seemed to could go wrong did a bit, but like I say, I don't make excuses, like, it happened, and that's that. But on another line, if they had been like a full system there, it might have been a bit different. But something like your likes of Toby and Philbs and like Joe Philbs, they did it, so there's a good enough sort of system. It just might be a bit harder, but it is what it is.
But how did you end up at Warrington? Where did you play when you were a kid?
So I started playing rugby at my school, that was at Audenshaw. That was rugby union, so I'm from Manchester originally. And so I just started playing rugby union, and then one of the coaches there, actually, he was a coach at Warrington at the time. So he said, oh, why don't you, like, put my name forward? And then I joined Saddleworth Rangers, and they came and watched me there a few times, and that's how I got picked up for Warrington. And then just came down, and so I was about, I think it was 14 at the time, and then just worked my way through then.
Right.
So I was football up until then.
Right. Up so until you sort of happened, like, by accident almost?
Oh, yeah, a bit, because it was one of the teachers at school, because I was all right at football. I was probably never going to, like, go in. But I just thought that football was sort of the only sport in the world at the time. I'll be honest, like, I didn't really bat an eyelid at rugby. Like, I just thought, I'm not...
So you're United or City?
I'm United, unfortunately, at the minute.
At the minute, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. So you played rugby union, so then you were playing rugby union at school, teacher told you...
Yeah, he just said, like, why don't you come and play a bit of rugby? And so I thought, I was putting it off for all year seven. I didn't really want to, and then he just kept nagging me, so I said, all right, I'll give it a go. And then did all right, and then it was like a year later, that's when he said, oh, sort of took me to Warrington.
So were you still living in Manchester at that time? You had to, like, travel over?
Yeah, so I was in Manchester, and I think we used to come once or twice a week from being, like, under 15s or whatever. But luckily there was three of us who came from that school, so our parents used to take it in turns taking us. But then when I got into the academy, it was only me out of the lads from Audenshaw who signed for the academy. So I think then it stepped up to like four times a week. But I wasn't driving at first for like that first year. So my dad and my mum, and like, they always chipped in and took me all the time. So they spent, like, laughing, my dad, he spent half his life just sat in the car waiting for me, training.
So is it weird now coming at it from a different angle, where you're obviously at a team that's got an academy, and like you're almost like you're semi-pro or whatever, but you're looking at these kids who are 16, 17, 18 in Widnes's academy. Is it weird sort of looking at it from that side now?
What's that, seeing it from, like...
Yeah, so obviously you're a senior, a senior player now, aren't you, I guess, in some
ways. Oh, yeah, because I look back then it's a lot different, and you want to sort of it's weird because the things people used to tell you now, like when you were their age, that, and you just shrug it off thinking, like, oh, you don't ever listen at that. You do to a certain extent, but you, yeah, if I knew what I knew now, then you'd probably like sort of take it, like look at it a bit differently. But no, it's...
Well, how you found it, obviously under Tim Sheens, and how's training been and working under him?
Yeah, Tim's really good. He's he loves his attacking rugby, so you'll probably see a few different trick shots and stuff like that from us this year, because he's mad on attack, but he's really good. His details like exceptional, and I think a lot of the lads coming from, like stepping up from different environments will come in, might have never had sort of coaches as sort of meticulous as he is, so I think a lot of the lads are really, really enjoying that side of things. Like, he's very detailed with everything he does, and like he loves a good video session and stuff like that, so I think some lads might be adjusting to that a bit. So
how do they do the video stuff with you? Is that sort of on one of the evenings before training?
Yeah, we'll just jump in before training, do a bit of video on, not at the moment with pre-season, it's generally on stuff we've done in training and stuff we've been working on, and he'll just go through bits and bobs about that. But no, it's good.
You've obviously played a lot of fullback early in your career, and sort of the last, you're playing on the wing, you played predominantly on the wing for Featherstone. Is that the road that you see yourself going down now, playing perhaps wider?
Well, I do. I'll enjoy playing fullback. But I think, obviously, with Jack there, if your captain's fullback, then that's pretty much it. No, I'm joking. Yeah. But I enjoy playing on the wing. I'm not bothered about that. So I'll just play wherever. But,
and you know, like say with playing attacking rugby, you'd hopefully get over for a few tries playing on the wing in what will hopefully be a successful team.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, can't see why not. And as long as Lloyd, a few of his passes were a bit off at the weekend, so I need to get into him and tell him to get that super glue off his hands as well. So.
Well, I suppose that's always the prerogative of wingers, isn't it? You need a centre that passes.
Yeah, no, we'll be fine. Once we just need to keep practicing our combinations and stuff like that. And I know Lloyd's a good centre as well, so we'll get a good relationship going there, and hopefully I'll get a few tries.
How did it go? How did you feel with the Casford game went?
Yeah, I thought we were quite good. We did things that we've worked on. There's obviously areas of improvement that we, again, we'll go back and look at. But generally, as a first hit out for most of us together, I thought we went all right. We won't get carried away because obviously it was quite a young cast side. But there were some good players in there still, and lads who could. I think Tim touched on it after the game. So could. A lot of them would be sort of championship level players, and then with a few first teamers thrown in. So it was a good, solid first hit out, and it was encouraging.
Who's impressed you most, sort of in training, that maybe you weren't expecting to?
That wasn't expecting to.
Well, or both, really.
Yeah. I think I'd say Connor Dwyer's one who's come from. He's signed from Vato League, I think. And I think he's really good. Like, so that's what sometimes you lose, really good players like that who go because of, say, the jobs, and you know, like where they can't sort of find time to play rugby anymore, so they end up going playing at like their amateur side. There's a lot of good lads who play amateur who could easily be in, you know, be involved in championship setups, like very, very easily. So. And he's just an example of that, because I think he'll be really good for us this year.
And obviously adding Logan and Matty Smith, obviously quite a big statement signings. I think both of those came after you signed as well, so you must have been pretty happy with that.
I think Matty came because I was there. So they're both. If you look at that spine that we've got, like it's really good. Like obviously you've got Logan, Matty, Danny, and then Jack at the back, and Joey in there as well. Like it's a very good spine. So. Encouraging.
What do you set yourself goals going into the season? Like, do you say I want to play this number of games, or I want to score this number of tries? How do you approach a new season?
The way I've been going the last few years, my goals were just to stay injury free and avoid getting bombarded by Tommy Lyon, and they were my goals. This year it's just going to be to play as many games as possible. I wouldn't even set a target on it, and I'll probably go like more week to week now. I think just focus on one at a time and just keep building, because towards that back end of last year, it was probably the first time in going back to how the reserve system was and stuff like that, being in and out of dual reg and here, there and everywhere. I think that was the first time probably in about 3 or 4 years that I'd played more than sort of 4 or 5 games week, like consecutively. I think I ended up playing 9 or 10 like in a row, which was the most I'd played since like my last year of academy. So I just want to just keep going with that and just play every week and sort of see where I can go from it.
Was it your knee that you did?
My leg. I did tib fib. Yeah, right, I did. Right.
Does that affect you in any ways? Is it a psychological barrier or anything like that?
No, like that. This is like at Warrington. It was unbelievable. Like with the rehab and the sort of return to play stuff with the conditioner Bubble, who used to be he was really good. I did a lot of like, you do like a return to play thing where literally it's just about, because mine was, as soon as it was healed, it was fine. So it was literally just ironing everything, like getting rid of the limp and just getting used to the load again, but literally getting tackled through it and not being sort of scared
to put your body in there.
Yeah, so we did some pretty like brutal sessions with him where I'd just be stood there and there'd be about 4 or 5 other lads and they'd just be coming in from all angles, you know, just to get you.
Yeah,
so that's one thing I've probably, because we did that much of that stuff, I've not had to bother with it. You know, it was wiped out my mind pretty early, which was really good. So, and touch wood, everything seems to be really on the mend.
And obviously, what about the pitch at Widnes? That suits your game, I guess, because you're a quick runner and stuff like that. So I know I've spoken to a few players who've sort of said similar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the artificial pitch suits, because it's like playing on a dry track all season in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, obviously, that helps with training as well, because obviously, during pre-season, usually, if you're on grass, you're not going to, the level of pitch won't be very, it's not going to be very good. So I think we'll benefit from that with the amount of skill we've been able to do sort of every session. We've had a good place to train, and for me and a lot of our lads, it suits us down to the tip.
Yeah. How much are you looking forward to that? Obviously the first game's away at Oldham, but the first home game and hopefully a big crowd, how much are you looking forward to seeing that for the first time?
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, because I never actually played at Widnes when I was there last time, so I've probably still never had a home debut. Right. So that'll be something I can look forward to as well. And I know they do get really good fans, and I'm expecting from sort of a lot of the support across. They got towards last year as well. I remember seeing that Featherstone
game.
There was loads there, and so God, if we can touch on get anywhere near that again, like I think there'll be some good support this season. I'm excited for it.
What are the players' feelings on how you might do this season? Is it a case of, you know, you just talk about hitting the playoffs and then see what happens?
Yeah, I'll be honest, that's not something we've not touched on that. I think with it being such a new team, and we've just tried to focus on everyone getting used to each other, how we play, and then we'll just take it as it sort of, take each week as it comes, not get too carried away. But we know we've got quite a good side there, so there's no say anything can happen. But it's a competitive league as well, so, and I think there's a lot of teams who are quite, got good squads. So
Do you still maintain that dream, if you like, of playing in Super League? You know, even though you've gone from being full time to part time, is there still that desire to get back and be a full time professional rugby player?
Honestly, at the minute, I'd never say I would never want to play be a Super League player again. Like, and I hope we can get up there. But at the minute, I'm more than happy. Like, just want to get a full season under my belt in one place and just play consistent rugby and just see where it takes me from that. Like I would look, it's in the future, you never know, because I'm only 23 still, so I'd just like to completely just get playing again consistently in one place and just get that sorted first, and we'll just see what comes off the back of that really.
Thanks to Jack for his time on that interview as well. He met me after work one night last week to have a really good chat about things. Very interesting to hear from a part-time player's perspective, certainly that transition from being full-time and being used to being in a full-time rugby environment to then going part-time and having to work as well. Interesting as well to hear about the travel, of course, travelling over to Yorkshire for training 2-3 nights a week doesn't really work if you're working 9 till 5. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about player pool and whether there's enough players kicking around this side of the Pennines. Widnes going part-time may just help with that a little bit, because there's now an ambitious and a genuine club for players this side of the Pennines to play part-time and still maybe work their way up to Super League. That's no disrespect, of course, to the likes of Oldham and Swinton and Rochdale. I've been on the rounds, of course, leading up to the new season, so I've been doing a lot of Super League media events too. I spoke with Keenan Brand, who left Widnes at the end of last season to join Warrington. I believe there was a fee that changed hands, an undisclosed fee that changed hands as part of that transfer. I took the opportunity to ask him about his time at Widnes, and he had some really good things to say that you will find interesting. Here's what Keenan had to say. Finding it then at Warrington so far?
Yeah, really good. Quite surprised myself, to be honest.
Yeah.
How much I enjoyed it, because I was at Widnes for so long. I got quite used to being there. Never thought I'd leave, to be honest, but being here, it's class.
What made you decide? Obviously, Widnes going part time, was that the main thing that maybe swayed you?
So, I had this conversation with my dad. The main thing what made me sway was that I wanted to play Super League.
Yeah.
And at the current state Widnes we're in, I love Widnes to bits, but the current state there, there's not much chance I was going to play Super League for Widnes. So I had to obviously look at my other options, and Warrington was the closest option I got to home.
Yeah.
I didn't want to move away. I got a few offers in Yorkshire, and I didn't really want to move away, so I decided Warrington was the best bet.
Because obviously you played a lot of games last year that maybe you wouldn't have expected to at the start of the year, and you know, obviously that put you in the shot window a little bit.
Well, yeah, it was always going to be Inu and Girls, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love Inu, he's a class lad, but I think Inu going was my golden ticket, wasn't it, really? And I wouldn't be sat here now if he hadn't have got released.
What was it like at Widnes last year? Obviously you had the administration and stuff like that. Was it difficult, like, personally to go through all that, or?
I think at times we kind of all sat there as a group, and it was a bit like, come on lads, you need something here. Like, I can remember the day clearly when we were sat in this big circle waiting for the administrators to come in, and we were all like absolutely pooing ourselves, didn't have a clue what was going on. We hadn't been paid, and we had Fev on that Saturday, and they come in and they just went you in the office, and that's how they got told they were getting so from there on. But then on one hand, that's how bad it was, but then on the other hand, we all went to Wembley as a group, and you know, to do that together after such a bad year together just showed like the unity of that club, you know what I mean? So, and the unity of the players together, not just the club together, unity of the players.
And obviously you'll miss a few of the lads that obviously you've been playing with for years and years. Some have obviously stayed at Widnes, some have left. How do you rate them play? You know, like JJ is a good example, he's gone to Hull and stuff like that. Obviously Widnes invested in the youth and stuff, and obviously now there's a sprinkling of players playing in Super League, which is perhaps a, you know, positive for the Widnes Academy.
No, JJ's a prime example. JJ's a class player, but there's Danny Walker who's here now, who went a year earlier than me. And to be fair, like, people do bang on about it from Widnes, but from like where we was, Widnes investing in us early, not money wise, like time and maybe things that other clubs don't really do with their kids, like more gym work, but not necessarily lifting heavy, more like natural stuff or make you faster and stuff. I think that's paid off in the long run, as you can see now, a few of us coming through and stuff. So
obviously Gels has come over here. Has that helped you a little bit, because have you just stayed in his on his wing a little bit?
I was saying that to the other one over there. Gels is like my mentor, he's like my dad. I made a break today and he was shouting on the other side, but yeah, no, he's a great lad, Gels, and when he came to Widnes it really helped me a lot last year. So he's a good man to learn off, and also he's a good man to compete against, you know what I mean, because I want to beat him at the end of the day.
So that's it for this week's Widnes Rugby Chat. Enjoy your last weekend without Widnes Vikings action. Of course, the season starts on February 2nd. A shout out to West Bank Bears, who are in Challenge Cup second round action against Bentley on Saturday. If you can get along to support them, it'd be great to see West Bank progress through to the third round. Good luck to everyone involved there. Podcast will be back next week too. I catch up with Matty Smith. There's also a few words from a certain Anthony Gellin that will appear in next week's podcast too. Thanks as always to sponsors PD Law Solicitors, Musical All Sorts, Deals the Jewellers and Arnold Gorse Financial Management. Don't forget to keep up to date with all the latest on witnessrugby.com. You can download all the old podcasts from there. I'm doing the odd blog here and there as well. And of course, we've got the forum. The new forum is live on the site. So have a look at that, witnessrugby.com. Thanks for listening. That's full time for now.